choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hi, my name is Manny Rivera. I'm the lead pastor of Impact Church in Miami, Florida. At the beginning of this summer, God has smiled on us by visiting us with His presence in a powerful way. We've seen miracles of healing and signs and wonders. By our Lord's instructions, we began having meetings called power gatherings. These power gatherings are meetings where churches come together in the spirit of unity and contend for the supernatural. Hundreds of people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and through them, hundreds of miracles, signs, and wonders have occurred. We've seen from cancer disappearing to deaf ears opening and physical scars disappearing. On November the 2nd at 6 p.m., a power gathering is coming to the great city of Fort Pierce. We will be hosted by Truth Church, pastored by Jason and Kim Bumgardner. I hope to see you there.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Jason. I hope you can make it to this next power gathering. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road. For more information, you can call us at 772-461-8555 or check us out on the web at mytruthchurch.com.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Today, I want to talk to you about the victory of praise. Touch somebody and say, the victory of praise. If you have your Bibles this morning, we're going to be looking in Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 12. I'm excited about this message. We're finishing up with this series on your mouth and your tongue and your lips. And I mean, your hips go where your lips go. Whatever you say will lead you into some places you might not want to go, or they might lead you to some places you want to go. Acts 15, 12. Then all the multitude kept silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul, declaring how many miracles and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles. After they had become silent, James answered, saying, "Men and brethren, listen to me. Simon has declared how God at the first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written. Somebody say, just as it is written. After this, I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins and I will set it up so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. Even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does all these things. Verse 18 says, known to God from eternity are all his works. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God. That was James quoting the prophet. Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the truth of your word this morning. Lord, I thank you for the anointing to preach and teach, Lord. I thank you, God, that the words I speak are the words of the Holy Spirit. God, that they impart to us, God, revelation for life. Lord, that they deliver to us the truth that we need, God. Lord, that we have a deeper understanding, a deeper knowledge of you. And when we leave this morning, God, we're not the same as we were when we got here. Lord, I thank you for this house. I thank you for Truth Church. I thank you, God, for the multitudes of people, God, that hear this message weekly now, God. Thank you for the blessing, God, of this word in our lives. And I pray, God, that it change us from the inside out. Lord, that we'll never be the same. Lord, this morning, God, we come to you, God, in humble humility, lifting up your name, receiving what you have for us in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. That's a good word right there, ain't it? You know, back when Michael was a little kid, one of the things Kim and I used to do is we would head out to Peace River and we would do some camping. And how many know camping is a good, cheap way to go have a vacation? It's a lot of fun. It's hard sometimes, but it's a lot of fun. And you can do a lot with a little bit of money. Isn't that right? Some of you know what I'm talking about because some of y'all have been camping quite a bit. And some of you may have never been camping. But how many of you know there are all kinds of ways to go camping? There's all kinds of different luxuries in the campground that you can have. We started out with a tent. Moved to a camper. A nice long 20-foot, 29-foot camp trailer, just the luxury. I mean, we went out there and lived in a little air-conditioned little spot. It was nice. And then we figured it was too hard to pull and too much gas, so we moved to a pop-up tent, pop-up camper. And now eventually when we go camping, we take all the kids, put them in a tent, and we go down the road to the Motel 6. We figured out camping. But when we started camping, we thought, you know, if you're going to go camping, then you obviously need to have a tent. You need to have a tent. And the tent usually was something that we picked up at a garage sale or at Goodwill. And it really sounds like a great deal when you see a tent for $10 at a garage sale, doesn't it? You go, wow, there's a tent. We can go camping. $10. $10. We can go camping. So, you know, we got our nice big 8-man tent for $10 or $15 at a garage sale. And then you realize when you get to the campground, not everything's in the bag that you need. Missing a few poles, some string and some stay. The directions ain't there. I remember one time Darren had come down from Lakeland with Stephanie and Tabitha, and they went to go camping with me and Kim. We were taking Michael because Michael wasn't the Cub Scouts. It was the Tiger Cubs, the little guys. Michael was only like 5 or 6. And we were going to the Spookery. Was it Spookery? They did this big old thing at Halloween out there in Jonathan Dickinson Park down in Hope Sound. And we were all excited about camping, and it wasn't until we got there and we started setting stuff up that we realized that our garage sale tent didn't have all the poles that we needed, and we were missing a few things, and the tent wasn't really going up as easy as we thought it was going to go up. How many know that can get a little aggravating sometimes? When you have a tent that usually is designed to go up in 20 minutes and 3.5 hours later, it's still laying on the ground and there's poles everywhere. That garage sale tent that was a good deal really didn't turn out to be that great of a deal after all. And especially because there were no instructions. So we were guessing at everything, there's nothing more exciting than to see 3 grown people stand around with metal poles trying to figure out which one fits in which one. Isn't that exciting? That's so exciting to me. Y'all can tell I'm being sarcastic, right? So nevertheless, we worked for a long time, for about 3 hours, and get our tents up. And because we didn't have all the poles and everything that we need, what we did is we borrowed some rope and some string from some other campers, and we incorporated the site, and we had string and fishing line running from pine trees and palm trees holding the tent, and we ended up having a tent, but if you walked on there, it looked like something out of Sanford and Son. You know what I mean? You had to know what to step over to get into the front door, that kind of deal. Anybody know that? Anybody know what I'm talking about? So, now this was back in the early 90s, and I didn't know this in the early 90s, but they had just come out with a tent that was called a pop-up dome tent. Anybody seen those? Really kind of a neat invention. And we're out on our site, and we're finally sitting down, and we're starting to relax, and we're getting ready for, you know, all the stuff, the evening festivities and the spookery event and the big carnival. And we're sitting there on the site, and this other group shows up about 15 minutes before dark. They start unloading their truck, and I start chuckling. Yeah, y'all got it in, man. Y'all showing up. Y'all going to have a hard time getting your campsite ready. It's fixing to get dark. What in the world were y'all thinking coming down here at 6:45 at night trying to get set up? You know, and I'm kind of chuckling to myself because we just lived through 3.5 hours of hell trying to put our tent up, you know. And I'm thinking, man, it's going to get dark, and how I feel sorry for them, and maybe we ought to offer us some help, or maybe we ought to sit back and watch and get a laugh, and, you know, because we knew what they were in store for. Mosquitoes come out in Johnson. Wasp. Anybody ever been in Jonathan Dickinson Park down there on the river? Bigger than wasp. I'm not kidding. I mean, when they suck your blood out, I mean, you feel like you're in the hospital, you start getting lightheaded. Slow down, you're pumping too fast, right? So, you know, it's, you know, you got to have the spray and everything. So anyway, this guy pulls out of his back of his truck this big old round, giant-looking, hula hoop-looking thing covered in canvas. And I said, what is that? And he unzips it, and he pulls it out of the bag, and it's this big old round thing, and he takes it, and he throws it like a giant Frisbee. And that thing went boom, 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 like a transformer and fell on the ground as a six-man tent. I thought, what in the world? Who? How? What? I mean, that messed me up. I mean, camping can be fun sometimes, amen? Anyway, that day I realized there's a lot of ways, a lot of better ways to raise a tent. And we've done some tent raising around here, haven't we? We've done Christmas tree tents, and it ain't always fun, is it? It's not always fun lifting up those three big poles in the middle of the tent and driving the stakes. I like them guys that come out with the jackhammers, and they just run the stakes down in the ground. You know what I mean? So you ain't got to be out there in the hot sun with a sledgehammer all day.
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
But how many know there's some things going on in the church dealing with praise and worship that are really very cool and interesting and seem like they go up like a pop tent, and then there's other times it feels like it's going to take you 2 days to get the tent up. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you can walk into the atmosphere of a church, and it's like the place is just energized. It's charged with the glory of God, and you walk in, you're like, ooh, this feels great. And then other times you walk into church, into the house, and you're like, man, it's like walking through mud to get to your seat. It's like, what is going on? Because sometimes if there's a little bit more of a plowing, there's a little bit more work of the effort to get the tent up, amen? You know, it wasn't long ago that the only churches that had expressive worship were Pentecostal churches. Pentecostal churches were usually the only ones that had the kind of worship that we're doing this morning. But today, there's all kinds of churches everywhere, and they're starting to understand how important it is to start having expressive worship, to be expressive when you sing, to be expressive when you dance, to be expressive when you lift up your hands. Amen? Ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we realize a few things if we're going to be the kind of church that moves and fellowships with expressive worship. It's important that we understand a few things. First of all, we have to have the revelation of what happens when we worship God. How many think that's an important thing to know? We have to have a revelation of what happens when we worship God. How many of you recognize that praise and worship is more than just singing and clapping your hands? Come on, it's a little bit more than that, isn't it? It's more than just swaying back and forth to the sound of the music. Secondly, we need to have a revelation of what we do and why we do it, because sometimes we find ourselves just responding to the crowd or responding to the atmosphere of the room. We're just getting into the groove. And we're worshiping God, but we really don't know why we're worshiping God. We're just flowing. Amen? And we never really understand the spiritual significance of why we do what we do. Listen, if I'm just coming into worship and I'm clapping my hands and I'm dancing and I'm shouting, but I really don't have a revelation of why I'm clapping my hands and why I'm dancing and why I'm shouting, I'm just doing it because it feels good, then how many of you know when I enter into a wilderness or I enter into the storms of life, it gets easy for me to get very self-reliant instead of depending on God? Because I don't have that thing cut down inside of me, amen? In other words, because I didn't have a clear revelation of worship, when life gets tough, I forget to worship. How many of you know sometimes in the worst situations of your life, it's hard to go worship? Why do you think that is? If worship is one of the most difficult things for us to do in the most tough times of our life, why do you think it's that way? That ought to clue us into the fact that worship is really good for us. That there's some victory over there, amen? You know why we do that? Because we usually only celebrate when our situation is good. We equate celebration with our situation. Good situation, I'm going to celebrate. Bad situation, I ain't got nothing to shout about. Praise the Lord. You know why I know this? Because some of you in here, when you have a major breakthrough in your life, you're dancing and you're shouting and you're running and you're jumping. And when you have major setbacks in your life, you come in here and you look like you ate a lemon. You ain't got nothing to shout about, nothing to praise about. And how many know we do that because we really don't understand what praise and worship is all about? We don't understand the significance of it. Listen, if we're really going to worship in spirit and in truth, then we have to come to the revelation that worship is actually an expression of our faith that delivers me into what God's grace has already provided for me. Come on, when we worship, it's a faith expression. And because it's by faith, that means that God has on the other side of praise and worship, by His grace, something to deliver to you. Amen? That's why it's so important that we understand what happens when we worship, that we have a revelation of that. Why we do what we do. We need to understand that. And thirdly, when we begin to get the revelation of the value of praise and worship, then it becomes a tool and a strategy for a church actually to get out of the four walls and to begin reaching the city. I mean, no, God didn't call you to sit on a pew. This is a station where you get marching orders. This is a place of instruction. This is a place of impartation. This is a place of healing. But this is not the place where you carry out the Father's commands. Come on, this is the place where you get hooked up to the battery charger to go out and carry the Father's commands. Amen? John 4:23 says this. This is one of my most favorite scriptures. That's why it's out there on that plaque hanging on the wall when you come in the church. John 4:23. Jesus is coming to the outskirts of a city called Samaria, and he sits on a well because he's thirsty. He needed some water to drink, and he starts talking to this woman that's from Samaria. And how many of you know during this time, you just didn't, if you were Jewish, especially if you were a rabbi or a teacher, you didn't talk to Samaritans, especially a woman. A Samaritan woman was considered a dog in the eyes of a Jew. You have nothing to do with them. You know why? They were considered half-breeds. They were of the 10 other tribes that intermingled, got mixed up in Baal worship, got mixed up with 50 other nations, and they idolatrized what God had told them not to do. So the Jews of Judea and the tribe of Benjamin would have nothing to do with Samaritans. And here's Jesus sitting at the well with a Samaritan woman, and they're having this conversation about water. And Jesus is starting to break some cultural divides here. How many know it's a good thing to break some cultural divides? I love Jesus because he wasn't politically correct. He was not politically correct. Jesus was the first one. It wasn't Bill O'Reilly. Jesus was the first one to have the no spin zone. He was the first one to tell it like it was. And if they didn't like it, he really didn't care. Kill me if you want to. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what Jesus did. Amen? So Jesus begins to talk to her, and he asked her to give him something to drink. And she said, sir, you can't drink anything out of this well because you don't have anything to draw the water up out of the well with. And Jesus said, well, can you help me out? And she said, well, I can get you something. And Jesus said, well, what about you? What about you? If you drink this water, you'll continue to be thirsty. If you drink this water, you'll be thirsty in a few more hours, and you'll want something else to drink. Amen? But I've got some water for you that if you'll drink it, you will never be thirsty again. I've got something for you that will satisfy you. Now, how many of you know that woman had been drinking water from a well that could never satisfy her? It could never satisfy her. Because how many know if you drink a glass of water, you're going to have to drink another one later on if you want to stay alive? It ain't just one bottle of water and then that's it for life. You have to keep drinking water to sustain yourself. Isn't that right? But Jesus comes along. He goes, I got some water that'll sustain your life. It'll satisfy you. You won't never look for nothing else. How many know there are people in this church today that are trying to get satisfaction from things that cannot satisfy them? No, you didn't hear me this morning. I said there are people here in this house this morning that are trying to get satisfaction from things that cannot possibly satisfy them. You drink from a well called your job. You drink from a well called your savings account. You drink from a well called your money. You drink from a well called friendships. And they never satisfy you. They keep you wanting for more. They keep you hanging on for something else. That's why you put so much pressure on people to make you happy. Well, you're not making me happy. I don't want to be around you. In other words, you're not satisfying me. My God, amen. I mean, you know, people can never completely make you happy. There's not a continual, eternal satisfaction from other people, from other things, from what you do. What you do is not who you are, ladies and gentlemen. There's some folks in here that drink from the well of, I need something to entertain me. I got to have some entertainment in my life because life is horrible. I need to do something. I got to go to the highlight. I got to go to the dog track. I got to go to the movies all the time. I just leave me alone. I need something to entertain. I got to check out a little bit. I need something to take my mind off this stuff. But really all you're doing is you're looking for a distraction from your mundane life because you don't have anything in your life that is satisfying you. It hasn't taken up that God-shaped hole on the inside. So you're always continually looking for some kind of escape. Some people drink from the wells of addiction. Addiction to drugs, addiction to sex, addiction to alcohol, codependency, addiction to anything that will help me check out a life and lead into something else that I think can pass me by some time so I don't have to worry about the fact that I'm not being satisfied. Somebody's getting some help this morning. Jesus said, you can drink from all these wells you want to. You'll never be satisfied. It won't satisfy you. But check this out. I got some water, and if you drink this water, it's going to satisfy you, and you'll never be thirsty again. You'll never thirst again. It'll be like Gatorade for your soul. It's going to be a soul quencher, a thirst quencher. It'll relieve you from every fleshly desire, from every emotional desire that you have. It'll fulfill and sustain you from the inside out.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hi, my name is Manny Rivera. I'm the lead pastor of Impact Church in Miami, Florida. At the beginning of this summer, God has smiled on us by visiting us with His presence in a powerful way. We've seen miracles of healing and signs and wonders. By our Lord's instructions, we began having meetings called power gatherings. These power gatherings are meetings where churches come together in the spirit of unity and contend for the supernatural. Hundreds of people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and through them, hundreds of miracles, signs, and wonders have occurred. We've seen from cancer disappearing to deaf ears opening and physical scars disappearing. On November the 2nd at 6 p.m., a power gathering is coming to the great city of Fort Pierce. We will be hosted by Truth Church, pastored by Jason and Kim Bumgardner. I hope to see you there.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Jason. I hope you can make it to this next power gathering. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road. For more information, you can call us at 772-461-8555 or check us out on the web at mytruthchurch.com.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.